Hi, everyone. We are going to get started with Daryl Fordyce. As always, you can use the raise hand button to ask your question. Hi, Daryl. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. We can get started with whoever wants to begin. All right, Mark, you can start us off.
First of all, congratulations on the big win, 3-0. That's a good one. I was curious, your co-captains with Andrew Jean-Baptiste, you see the guy go down. Kabara takes the armband for a bit. How do you feel? Is he okay, first of all? And how do you guys deal with leaders going down?
We're not too sure how Drew is at the minute. I guess he'll get assessed after the game. But we've got a room full of leaders. You know, it doesn't matter who takes the armband. We've said it before. We all stand up. We look after each other, and that's all we do.
Excellent. And today, a little bit of redemption. This is the only team that has, not only the only team that's beaten you, the only team that's scored on you this year. So how was your mentality getting ready for this game, knowing that it was an opportunity to redeem yourselves?
Yeah, we were hungry today. You know, we said to the boys before the game that whenever York did score a goal, they celebrated in front of their fans. And to be honest, we weren't too happy about that. And that fired us up today. And, you know, the boys executed the game plan absolutely superbly today. And we got a 3-0 win. So it's all credit to the boys on the pitch today.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. We'll move on to Ed. You're still muted, Ed.
Apologies.
No problem.
Hey, Daryl. Thanks for doing this. I just wanted to build a little bit on what Mark was asking. When you lose a guy like Andrew, not everybody responds the way you guys did. Are you proud of the resilience you guys showed in that moment and then in the minutes after that too?
Yeah, we actually spoke before the game about we needed resiliency. We needed toughness and togetherness. And, you know, Drew's one of our main leaders. He's one of the best players in the league, if not the best, so far this year. And, you know, but that's what we have a squad for. McGaffer's built an amazing squad, and anyone can step in and do a job. And you've seen that today. You know, we're really hoping Drew's fine. He'll get assessed again, obviously, after the game. But, you know, he's a fantastic player for us. But Rigo stepped in today. Steph, Kabara went back in the centre back. Andy came in. You know, it was no problem. And we've got other guys like Amir Soto still in the squad. Guys that can just fill in and do a job. You know, and that's down to the coaches making our job easy for us. You know, they give us a game plan. We go out there and we stick to it. And again, you've seen that today. There was a few changes from the last game, but it didn't matter one bit. You know, the boys executed the game plan perfectly, and we got the win.
One more from me, if I could. You scored a lot of goals in your career. You saw what Austin went through last year with some, you know, maybe bad luck or whatever, and not able to finish at the Island Games. What are you seeing in his game this year that's been the difference?
You know, it's amazing to see. Just to see Austin shine, because he didn't get a goal last year. And we've been helping Austin in his positioning and his movement, and he has all the attributes to be a top striker, and he is a top striker. You've seen that. He's got pace, he's got strength, he's got a finish. You know, and he's still working on his positioning, but, you know, it's fantastic to see Austin score a couple of goals today, especially against his own club. But it's something for him to build on. You know, and again with Willie. Willie's very young as well, and he can learn from that as well. Again, I'm really happy just seeing younger boys around me shine, because obviously I've scored goals in the past, but to see Austin score goals, you know, our defenders, Kabara scoring, Drew scored, you know, there's goals throughout the team, and I haven't even scored yet, you know, and I'm supposed to be a good finisher.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. We'll move on to Brady.
Thanks, Sam. Hi, Daryl. Congrats on the win. I'm just curious, you mentioned, you know, a little bit about you know, guys doing a job, and it seems like Rob's done a really good job of rotating. You know, you start on Thursday, and then tonight you go from the bench, and some of the guys who are a little fresher make a big impact on the game. I'm just curious, you know, how important do you think that's been to your early success this season?
Very important. You know, it's there's a lot of games in a short space of time, and the game management from Robin Demo has been excellent. You know, as I said, we have players throughout the squad that can just fit into any position on the pitch and do an excellent job. But as you can see, we play for each other. We don't play for ourselves. We play for each other, and that's very important as a team. And we said at early doors in pre-season that we must play together, stick together, work as a team, and as long as we do that, we'll have a chance.
Yeah, and just as a follow-up, you know, you mentioned that being a co-captain, obviously, being a guy who's content to do a job off the bench, do you think that just sets an example for these young guys that this is a group that is going to win by committee?
Yeah, it's whoever's fresh on the day, whoever's playing well, you know, and the players pick the team for the gaffer. If you're playing well, if you're in good shape, then you've got a chance of starting every game. But, you know, I looked around at our bench today, very, very strong bench. Masta coming back to full fitness as well. And we've got Arnold still to come in. You know, so we've got some good bodies not even in the squad yet and coming back from injury as well. So it's an exciting squad. And, you know, we're brothers in there. And we've been in the hotel for 5 weeks. And, you know, the banter, the jokes flowing, it's been excellent. You know, and that's not just with the players. That's with the physios, the kit men, the social media and the coaches. You know, so we have a great time together and we enjoy each other's company. And you can see that on the pitch.
Great stuff. Thanks, Errol.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, well, congratulations on the win tonight. But you've only got one more week, we could say, of home cooking. And then you're going to be on the road for quite a while. Are you either looking forward to it or dreading it, or you think it's a challenge to go out and especially play some of those Western teams?
Well, as I said, we've been stuck in the hotel. You know, I'm sure the boys will look forward to it, but yeah, that's going to be another test for us whenever we have to travel out west to play the teams out there. And, you know, we've got full confidence in ourselves. For us, it doesn't really matter what pitch we play on. As I said, we'll stick together, try and execute the game plan every single game, and just take it each game as it comes, whether it's home or away. But yeah, 5 weeks in the hotel has been tough, and I'm sure every single team is probably the guy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Sam. Hi, Daryl. Just wanted to know what it feels like as a midfielder to know that you have a guy like Jonathan back there that can keep a clean sheet for 6 games in a row.
Yeah, he's done fantastic. You know, but there's a whole team in front of him doing an excellent job as well, and he's come up with some fantastic saves and important moments, even like today with a penalty. But yeah, I was on the bench, and whenever he made the penalty save, you know, I looked at Patrick, the goalie coach, and he had it down in his notes that's exactly where he told Joe where he'll go. And, you know, so it's a full team effort. As I said, the players are on the pitch to do the job, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to help make us successful.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Daryl. Congratulations on the win, and good luck to the next match.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Daryl, for joining us. We'll move on to Rob Gill, head coach and general manager of the RFC. Hey, Rob. All right, we can get started with Mark.
Congratulations, Coach, on the big win today. A little redemption against the team that beat you guys. They were claiming that they're tired, they're run down, but your schedules have been pretty similar. You haven't had a lot of time off, not a lot of breaks. How did you see it going out there? Did you see those two teams even, or is your fitness just that much better?
I think you got to move the ball and you've got to exploit spaces, and make the opposition work for it. And I think we've done that in certain games this year. And then take your chances when they come. And maybe that was a little bit of the difference tonight, but I wouldn't like to guess their fitness levels or our fitness levels. And I was a little bit worried because we'd had a day's less rest coming into this one.
And there's still a lot of doubters out there and naysayers. Even the commentators on One Soccer Today, they said, you know, Valor deserves to be somewhere near the top, but come the end of the season, it's going to be Forge and Cavalry. Like, you're just still not getting that respect. How are you guys dealing with that, or is it just fuel for the fire for you?
Like I say, I'm actually coaching in the game, so I don't get to hear the commentary, and I don't have time in the days off to worry about anybody else but my own group. Look, I'm not worried. I'm worried about my group. We just have to keep building. The only thing we have to prove is to ourselves, and that's what I've said to the guys. And look, history will tell you, Cavalry and Forge will be there and thereabouts. They're the two top teams in the league. So over a 28 game season, I expect them to be up there too. What we've got to do is continue to build and continue to grow as a team and continue to try and play football in the way that we believe with the quality of players we have and try and take one game at a time. That's all we're focused on.
Austin Ricci scores two goals today. He stands alone in the Golden Boot race. How excited is he? Are you going to try and keep him grounded? Is he the kind of player that does well when he's succeeding?
Look, one swallow does not make a summer, and that goes for us 7 games in, and Austin for 4 goals in 7 games. If he can repeat that and end up with 16 at the end of the season, because we're only a quarter of the season away through, but we are 25% of the way through. So we'll remind ourselves of that too. But he's got to keep improving. The movements, the work rate, the transitions today, I thought were better. Our incision was good. I haven't seen the statistics yet for shots on goal and expected goals, but I think, we were full value tonight, and that's all we can worry about. That's all Austin to worry about. I was glad he got a multi-goal game. That's the first time for him in the league. So he'll be hungry for more, as we all are.
Excellent. I'll save all the other questions, and there's other people waiting, so I'll get out of the way. Thanks, Coach.
Brady?
Hi, Rob. You mentioned the transition there, and I thought that, you know, the performance from the midfield was a big part of tonight's result. What do you think of that midfield three and then the fresh legs of Dyer and Hillman?
Is it a midfield three? Yeah. I thought they were excellent. Kevin Elliman got in the spaces in the right area. Sean Raya, Moses and Raph. Look, we asked Moses to do what Daryl's been doing and find the ball a little bit lower and tempt out Hector. So I thought they were good, Willie as well in that group. So, I was pleased with the collective again. No individuals for me. I thought Sabara was excellent. Took the captain's armband, led by example. And then reaching, got the goals at the other end. So, and Joe saves a penalty. So can't complain, can I?
No, and perhaps those two covered so much ground that I thought it was a three, so apologies for that. But no, I mean, obviously, early goings, you lose Baptiste there, and it could be easy for the group to lose focus with an event like that. But just what did you make of, their response and their ensuing performance?
No, I mean, look, they're professional footballers. Nobody wants to see injuries on either team or anybody go down, but it's next man up. That's why you have a squad, and we had no hesitation sliding, stepping inside. And handing back up to the right. I was open to rest his legs a little more than I did, like we did with Feds tonight, because they've logged a fair few minutes. But, Rodrigo, that was his first start as well. We've still got Amir in there. We've got Tony McHale as a young back line, that saw it out.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Brady. We'll move on to Brandon.
Hi, Rob. Congratulations on the win tonight. Just wanted to get your take from maybe a recruitment standpoint on how these guys have all been gelling together in the bubble. Guys like Ricci, who came in from York, or Joe and Sean, who came in from Montreal.
What's your question? Have just, I done recruiting? Question. What?
Just from like a chemistry and a gelling standpoint in the bubble. How?
I give credit to the leadership group. And the boys that were here last year are the ones we kept on for a reason. We've got terrific characters. We've got a little mix of all sorts. We've got a Latino contingent that keeps me working on my Spanish. I wrote up a phrase book for today's game in case I use Jared just so we could actually understand tactically what we're doing. We've got a mix of veterans in between us and newcomers. So it's a decent blend. Obviously, look, winning helps, camaraderie, confidence, there's no disguising that, but I felt early on coming into the bubble that some of the team meetings and the banter and the competitions behind the scenes, you need that, you need to rally each other. We're going to have times of adversity this year, that's when it will reveal character again, right, like everybody, So far, so good, and they seem to genuinely enjoy each other. And I've said many times, it's a privilege for me to lead these group of men with my staff.
Thanks, Rob. Sorry if the question didn't make much sense there. It was just prompted because someone during the game actually brought it to my attention that a player from all six FIFA confederations made it out onto the pitch tonight.
Nice. That's a good stat. But hey, how about 18 Canadians starting the game?
Yep, that as well.
Going to get this because maybe I'll get angry.
thanks, Rob. Congratulations on the win, and good luck for the next one.
Thanks, Brandon. Ed, you can go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt your post-game meal there, Rob. I know I'm throwing darts at a dartboard here, but do you have an update on Andrew at all?
No, way too early, mate. Let it settle down tonight. He's got some ice on it. He was out enjoying the crowd afterwards. We'll see how he is tomorrow, and we'll got a couple of days for the physios to assess it and go from there.
Okay. Daryl Fordyce was on just before you and said that before the match, the term resilience had come up, you know, and that was really tested when you see, you know, your co-captain go down. And what does that say about your squad, about the reaction in that moment and going forward for the rest of the match?
Yeah, look, I think they felt comfortable in the game plan and the strategy today. And again, when you have a squad, and we work specifically with the unit meetings and the time that you do have, there's a ton of work done by Damien and myself and bringing individuals in and leaders in. And like I said before, we're a short staff, but, we try and maximize what we can give these guys in a short amount of time. And then today we actually left the last slide of our pre-game PowerPoint to the leadership group. We asked for words and resilience came up. I think revenge was in there, but we said, really, that's more just focus on yourself. What else was in the desert? Can't remember. There might have been a third. Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it, for the power of three and remembering it. I might have remembered my own team talk. But you need resilience. You've got to dig in for each other. Moments you give away a penalty, Joe stands up tall. That gives everyone a boost. We dig in for him late on so that we didn't keep, so we kept another clean sheet. It's a unified effort. And I said, we may have the smallest staff in the league, but we're 28 people strong with the players on the field, and we're a unit, and you need that togetherness to pull you through moments of a game, spells in the season. We're going to face a lot more adversity, so we just got to keep challenging ourselves to hit the standards that these guys want to meet.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ed. We'll finish off with Robin.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the long run of wins, but how are you looking forward to, or not dreading, but that you've got to go on the road now after one more week and challenge some of these, especially these Western teams.
Are you saying the Western teams are better than the Eastern teams?
Three out of four are. I guess Forge, Rivals of York, that I like, are among the best.
Your Stephen Art and Mister will be pleased with your assessment for Robin. So there's a great parity across the league. Am I looking forward to going away? Yes, I'm looking forward to getting on a plane, getting on a bus, getting out of the Radisson. I'm looking forward to seeing my kids. I'm looking forward to seeing my girlfriend. I'm looking forward to a lot of things. And road trips are brilliant. I'm looking forward to different surfaces, different crowds. Absolutely. I know everyone says we've had a home advantage, but we've played the same amount of games in UPEI as we have in IG Field in the last 2 years.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks for joining us, Rob. Appreciate everyone joining us.
Thank you. Have a good evening.